مدني life of the last prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم مدني life of the last prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My name is Matani Channel. In the previous episode, we discussed the prophetic miracles of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In today's episode, we are going to describe the high manners of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whose greatness even the Holy Quran states. But before proceeding further, let's listen to the excellence of Durood-e Pak. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "Blessing is not granted in the task before which Allah Almighty is not praised, and salat is not recited upon me." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My name is Yusuf Madani Channel. When we state the important accounts of the seerah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, it is more appropriate to discuss his great manners and learn what high manners and attributes the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam possessed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the status of great manners and the highest rank of the best amongst humans. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the light of Allah Almighty as well as a human. Being a human, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was social. If we analyze the good actions that occurred in his social life, the mind admits that this saintly personality is upon the extreme level of manners which are unprecedented. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proclaims in the chapter Al-Qalam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, "And O beloved, your excellent character is undoubtedly of a superb standard." The creator of the universe, calling the status of the manners of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam great, is important. The saying of the Lord Azza wa Jal means that his attributes, manners, etiquettes, habits, and ways, all of them are superb and great. It means his life does not contain any flaws or deficiency from any aspect. It is as if he is brilliant and great from every aspect. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman says, "Tere khulq ko haq ne azim kaha, tere khulq ko haq ne jameel kiya, koi tujhsa hua hai na hoga shaha, tere khaliq husn o ada ki qasam." Today, even after the passage of 1400 years, who can dare to call him ill-mannered? When the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was displaying his practical character amongst his enemies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proclaimed in the Holy Quran, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَوَّنْ غَلِيذَ الْقَلْدِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِّنْ حَوْلِكَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, "So what a great mercy it is from Allah that, O beloved, you became soft-hearted towards them. And if you had been harsh and hard-hearted, they would have therefore certainly been anxious in your surrounding." Allah Almighty Himself stated the gentleness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and His mercy and generosity. Who could have dared to deny this reality? Even the biggest enemy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam admitted that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was extremely well-mannered, soft-hearted, merciful, and generous. Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Hisham radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states, "I asked Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, O Ummul Mu'mineen, tell me about the manners of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam." Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha asked, "Do you not recite the Holy Quran?" I said, "Why not?" She said, "The manners of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is certainly the Holy Quran." Allama Abdul Mustafa Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had all the aspects of good manners. I mean, he was at such high level of forbearance, forgiveness, mercy, generosity, justice, open-heartedness, sacrifice, hospitality, non-extremism, fulfillment of the promise, good dealing, patience, contentment, gentle speaking, beauty, friendliness, equality, sympathy, simplicity, familiarity, humility, and modesty that Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha portrayed it in a single sentence and said, acting upon the teachings of the Holy Quran completely was his manners. Allah Almighty kept all the prophetic miracles of the previous prophets alayhi wassalatu wassalam in the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also granted his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam the superb manners of all the prophets and messengers. Hence, Allama Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, the manners of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam contains all the ethical virtues, and Allah Almighty granted him the gratitude of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the special friendship of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the sincerity of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the truthfulness of the promise of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, the patience of Sayyidina Yaqub and Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, the excuse of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, the humility of Sayyidina Suleiman and Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, and in addition to them, He Azza wa Jal, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, granted the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam the manners of all prophets alayhi wa salatu wa salam. And this is the status which was granted only to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam amongst all the prophets alayhi wa salatu wa salam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, being a follower and an ummati of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how should we socially behave? How can we beautify our world and hereafter through good manners? We get the answer to these questions by studying the good manners of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Regarding the generous manners of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, see the opinion of his special servant Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so that we can gauge the vastness and depth of his blessed manners. Hence, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, I served the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam of Allah Almighty for 10 years. At that time, I was 8 years old. I used to serve the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam during journeys and at home. In this long period of time, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam never even said, "Ugh," to me regarding what I would do. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam never said, "Why did you do this?" Regarding what I would not do, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam never said, "Why did you not do this?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam never pointed out a flaw in any of my tasks. My dear viewers of Madani channel, if you think about only 1 year of our life, we certainly have made many errors. Even the situation reaches up to conflicts, arguments, and misunderstanding. So then Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu spent 10 years with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but he did not even hear a single inappropriate word about himself. Indeed, the one with such high attributes and perfect manners can only be a chosen and accepted bondsman of Allah Almighty, who has so much forbearance that even upon the oppression of his enemies, he would supplicate for their guidance, and who forgives others so abundantly that despite having the power of taking revenge, he would forgive that enemy. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the disbelievers of Makkah displayed every brutal behavior to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. However, on the day of the conquest of Makkah, when all those powerful Quraysh being confined in the siege of the armies of the Ansar and Muhajireen were shivering of fear and terror, and each and every hair of their bodies was trembling with fear of revenge, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam spared those culprits and oppressors and forgave them, saying, "Today there is no accountability from you. Go, all of you are free." Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, even there are thousands of such incidents in the blessed life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, from which we learn that forbearance, forgiveness, in other words, bearing the agonies and forgiving the culprits without revenge, despite having the power. This generous habit of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is also the great thing of his good manners, which is unprecedented in the world. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha states, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam never took revenge against anybody for himself. However, if anybody would commit the things which have been declared haram by Allah Almighty, he would certainly hold him accountable. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha describes the good manners and humility of her master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whoever would call the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whether he is from the Holy Companion or from his family, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would say, Labbaik, I am present, in reply to him. When Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked about the household activities of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, she radiallahu ta'ala anha said, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the most soft-hearted amongst all people. He would smile at all times. Nobody saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with his legs stretched in the gathering of his holy companions. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala narrates, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would come to the house, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would not remain free. If a cloth is torn, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would mend his shoes, draw the basket from the well and repair it. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would milk his goat. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would do his personal tasks himself. Sometimes he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would clean the blessed house as well. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would feed his she camel. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would eat fruit with his servant. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would knead flour with Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha and would carry his groceries from the market himself. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the king of both the worlds. Allah Almighty had kept the keys of both worlds in His blessed hands. Had He willed, He could have led a royal life. But He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam lived a simple life for the sake of His ummatis. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would perform all these actions so that he would teach his holy companions humility and would practically advise them to refrain from pride and arrogance. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would come back to Medina from a journey, the children of Medina would rush to welcome the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would make them sit with him on his mount. If some children would be left, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would order the holy companions to let them sit with them on their mount. The greatness of his humility and pleasing others was that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that if a person would whisper to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would not move his blessed ear until he would finish whispering. When a person would hold his blessed hand, as long as he would hold his blessed hand, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would not withdraw his blessed hand. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would not keep his knees ahead of the attendees of his gathering. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would be the first to say salam to the person who would meet him. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam shook hands with his holy companions. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would honor his visitors. Sometimes he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would spread his blessed shawl for them and would invite them to sit on it. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would show good humor to his holy companions. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would meet them. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would speak to them in a friendly manner. He would play with their kids and would make them sit on his lap. If a holy companion would fall sick in the remote localities of Medina, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would visit him. If a person would make a mistake and if he would seek forgiveness, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would forgive him. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the light of these narrations, we learn that despite being the glorious Prophet of Allah Almighty and the chief of all the prophets, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would treat his ummatis in such a way that an observer would not even imagine who is the slave and who is the master. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not have affectation in his life, and this was a bright aspect of his good manners. In the book of Ahadith and Seerah, numerous accounts of generous manners of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are mentioned, and it is not possible even to briefly describe them here. However, we're going to present such an incident from which we learn that let alone the elders, even young children were greatly impressed with the generous manners of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was going to his maternal grandparents with his mother when the tribe of Banu Qayn robbed that group and brought Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Makkah and sold him. Hakim ibn Hizam bought him for his aunt Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam married Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she presented Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as a gift. And the father of Sayyidina Zayd was extremely sad about losing his son, and he would keep reciting couplets, weeping and searching for Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Coincidentally, some people of his nation went to Makkah to perform Hajj, so they recognized Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When they went back from Hajj, they informed Sayyidina Zayd's father about him. In order to have Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu freed from slavery, his father and uncle arrived in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Makkah with an amount of fidya and said, "O offspring of Hashim, you live in Haram and are the neighbors of the house of Allah Almighty. You yourself have freed prisoners and feed the hungry. We have come to you in search of our son. Do favor to us and show generosity. Accept this fidya and release him. In fact, you may take more fidya." The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, "Is this the only matter?" They said, "Your Highness, that is the only matter." He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Call Zayd and ask him. If he wants to go with you, he is yours without fidya. And if he does not want to go, I cannot force a person who does not want to go himself." Hence, Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was called. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, "Do you recognize them?" He said, "Yes, I do. He's my father and he's my uncle." The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "You are aware of me as well. Now you have the choice. If you want to stay with me, you may stay with me. If you want to go with them, you're allowed to go." Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Your Highness sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whom can I prefer over you? For me, you're like a father as well as like my uncle." Both, in other words, his father and uncle said, "Zayd, do you prefer slavery over freedom? Do you like to remain a slave, whereas you have your father, uncle, and the entire family?" Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Yes, I have observed such a thing in him to which I cannot prefer anything." When the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam heard this, he took him in his lap and said, "I have made him my son." The father and the uncle of Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu also became pleased to see this and happily left them and returned. My dear viewers of Madani channel, did you see that Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a child, and a child does not bear being parted from his parents? But he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was so much impressed with the good manners of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that he preferred the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam over his parents. We learned that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would also love children very much. This love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam compelled Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu to live with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam right in Makkah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, love is a branch of good manners. Treating the children with good manners and loving them is also the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If we treat our children with love and affection, indeed the environment of the house will become pleasant and the same children will become obedient to us. We get two rewards for loving our children. One is maintaining the ties of the kinship, and the other is a reward for good manners, provided that we have intention of both the actions. One aspect of the greatness and glory of the generous manners of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam becomes clear from the point too, that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has taught and motivated his ummah to adopt good manners. This is the way of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that first he himself performs an action and then he motivates others to perform that good deed. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Through good manners, a person attains the rank of those who fast during the daytime and stand in worship on night. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, nothing weighs heavier than good manners on the scale of deeds. Read excellence of good manners. When we have the excellences of something in view, it becomes easy to adopt. For knowledge about good manners, it is useful to read the book of Maktabatul Madina, the book of Allama Tabarani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Makarimul Ikhlaq with the translation Husni Akhlaq, the tremendous book of Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Ihya'ul Ulum, Volume 3 and Muqashifatul Qulub. Develop respect from Muslim in the heart. When respect for Muslim develops in a person's heart, he will automatically treat them with good manners. One way to develop respect for Muslim is also that the person should consider everyone better than himself, consider himself a worse sinner, and adopt humility. Thus, respect for Muslims will develop and you will get the wealth of good manners. Supplicate for good manners in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahumma hassanta khalqi. فَحَسِّنْ خُلُقِي. It means, O Allah Almighty, you have created my face beautiful, hence make my manners good as well. Getting angry for no reason is the root of many evils and the basis of many flaws. When a person gets angry for no reason, he falls victim to bad manners. Giving up necessary anger is a sign of good manners. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mubarak radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked, please tell in one sentence what good manners are. He replied, giving up getting angry for no reason. My dear viewers of Madani channel, if you follow these methods again and again, by the benevolence and generosity of Allah Almighty, the habit of good manners will ultimately develop. May Allah Almighty enable us to follow good manners by virtue of the generous manners of His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Madani life of the last prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Madani life of the last prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.